Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the U.S. Senate scheduled confirmation hearings for half a dozen of President Biden's cabinet nominees this past week, but Tom Vilsack, seeking to become agriculture secretary for the second time, wasn't among them. And that's because the Agriculture Committee can't consider his nomination until Senate Republicans and Democrats agree on how to divide power in the chamber. Now, with the retirement of Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, the Senate's Agriculture Committee no longer has a chairman who can call a meeting. And with the defeat of committee member Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia in a special election on January 5th, Republicans no longer have a majority on the panel. Membership is split evenly, 9-9, just as the full Senate has 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans now. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow out of Michigan, though, the incoming chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, wants a hearing on Tom Vilsack as soon as possible, but has been unable to act until the organizing resolution is in fact adopted for the two-year session that began back on January 3rd. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.